Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, it's Wednesday. It's over the hump day. And I am Sister Faye. God bless you. And I hope you're having a great week, a prayerful and blessed week. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to send out blessings to the Willis family in West Virginia. He has a sister that's is being hospitalized for COVID. We keep him and his family in prayers. And I have a friend, Denise Giss. She's in the hospital, and we are putting prayers out towards her. God bless you, and may God be the deliverer and heal them both. Amen, amen. My topic for today is rescued. Words of encouragement, not topic. Words of encouragement. Rescues, coming from the book of Psalms, chapter 54, verse 7. I'm reading from the NIV version. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph of my foes. Psalms 54, 7. Okay, and let me get on with it. Everyone has them. Mm-hmm. Troubles, adversaries, and foes. In Psalms 54, David tells us that he has literally looked into the eyes of his foes, because they were that close. And yet, the Lord delivered him from them and their evil. Do you have troubles? Are you afraid? Do what David did. He at first asked God to save him, recognizing God had the power and strength to do so. Then he asked God to listen to his prayer, his complaint. He gave God the exact situation he was in and described his attackers as people without regard for God. That's Psalms 54:3. At one point, excuse me, at one point, David seemed to be talking to himself, reminding himself who God is, writing, surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Psalms 54:4. In the end of this psalm, David writes as if God has already delivered him, as he always has in the past, and acknowledged that his enemies will be the losers. When you need help, remember that just as God delivered David from deadly peril, he would deliver you. All that is required is that you believe, that you have faith in God's power to conquer your foes. Dear God, have faith that you would deliver me and my friends from their troubles. Through you, we will triumph. That is my word of encouragement for today. God bless you. Continue to keep the faith. Walk in God's life. Tell someone about the good word of God. And continue to pray for those that you love. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I'll be back Friday with another word of encouragement. God bless you, and may the peace be with you, and may God, Holy Spirit, last within you. I pray for peace and understanding, and let God light shine through you. I know the Lord is my peace, and he is my all. I love you, God, and may the Holy Spirit shine. Amen. God bless you. I'll be back Friday. Keep walking in the light and keep sharing the word of God. Amen. Amen.